We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
220. Welcome back, everybody. Rob Ellison for John Marks, hanging out with Ike Reese. We are live, Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. You know, another thing we were just discussing during the break, the NBA is the ultimate players' league. It's the polar opposite of the NFL, where the owners have so much juice.
Yeah.
To borrow a phrase from the Ike Juice Hotline.
Yeah, and now the star players, now it's becoming where if you're a star player at the magnitude of a LeBron James, Kevin Durant, those type of guys, they control sort of, they can monopolize the market when it comes to free agency.
Yeah, you sign these one-and-ones, and essentially, you could be gone in a year. I mean, all of this consternation and all this, oh, where's he going to end up? This could be one year, and they could just roll.
And back at it again next year.
It's incredible. Yeah. It really is. Interesting. Brian Windhorst from ESPN, who's a LeBron guy.
Yep.
They went to the same high school and all that other stuff in Ohio. He said, quote, Dan Gilbert believes he can build a championship team without LeBron, and I think he is looking forward to trying. He later clarified his own comment, citing the Cavaliers owner, but the distinction there is basically he's been held hostage by LeBron. Well, all right, two ways to look at that. One, he won you a championship, okay, which that city was in dire need. What was it, 64 with Jim Brown the last time they won anything?
Yeah.
All right, so he won you a championship, number one. Okay, you can look at it that way. Mm-hmm. But number two, this is the way it is. If he ended up coming here, he's not playing second fiddle to anybody, okay? No. That's including Joel. That's including Ben. That's including Brett Brown, if they ever hire a GM. But same thing in L.A.
Yeah.
And you're talking about two massive egos with Magic Johnson. Magic's had a bunch of kids who were just going to be deferential to him. He came in after Kobe.
Yeah.
And LeBron, if things aren't – let's say that in the beginning of the season, things aren't going exactly swimmingly there, all right? He's going to go to Magic and say, hey, man, you got to get me X, Y, and Z. And Magic may say, you know who I am? I'm Magic. Right. I wonder how that dynamic's going to play, too, if that ends up being the case.
Well, I think eventually they will grow tired of each other because I just think LeBron is used to having things a certain way. And then Magic Johnson, who's trying to establish himself as a GM, he's going to want to maintain control over the organization. And but when you bring in somebody like LeBron, or you bring in LeBron James, you know, and LeBron's trying to win now. So everything you do as a GM is about now. You don't have time to think about the future, draft picks, young players, developing young players, all of that. You know, and LeBron doesn't have a lot of
his
time.
His clock's ticking.
Yes. So he's 33?
Yeah.
33
He'll
years
be 34
old.
During the season.
So, you know, and you gotta sign up for that when you decide you want LeBron on your team.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you got to sign up for.
No question. That is a big piece of this thing. And the other part of it is, and this is why I say it's such a players' league, you look at that mess of a roster that Cleveland has that he carried to the finals. He wanted Tristan Thompson to that monster deal. He wanted J.R. Smith. I mean, we could go on and on and on. But he has the luxury of rolling out of there in a year or two because they do the one and opt.
Yep.
And it's a player option. So a franchise can be left reeling, and those guys are gone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk all over the place, not just Kawhi. There's risk even, with LeBron.
Yeah, there's no doubt he makes you a better team. I think anybody would be foolish if you didn't believe he's going to make you a better team, an instant title contender. But the bottom line is you don't win it every year with LeBron James. And you spend your time chasing that ring for LeBron James.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, Cleveland is going to be, they're stuck. They can't even be bad enough to get draft picks.
Yeah. No, they're going to be awful.
They'll win 30 games in the Eastern Conference.
Well,
just with those guys.
Well, here's the thing. No matter what, if he ends up here or he ends up at L.A., whatever, you check Cleveland off, and that's
sure.
over.
Yeah,
so that's
over.
One less team you have to deal with if you're the Sixers, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah.
All right, finish the sentence.
Unless they take that money and spend it on somebody this free agency period. I don't know.
Is that appealing, though, if you're a free agent to go to that mess?
Money is appealing.
Okay, true. Very true.
Money is appealing.
If the Sixers don't land the big three, finish that sentence. Brian in Westchester kicks it off. Brian, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Brian?
What up, Brian?
Hey, as a big fan of the Sixers, a huge fan of the process, I'm also a realist and realize that the process died draft night 2017. If you go and make a trade for Kawhi Leonard for 1 year, think of the transactions that would have occurred over the past 2 years. Two first-round picks for Fultz and a future first-rounder for a one-year rental. That's bad.
Assuming it's going to be a one-year rental and you can't lock them up.
I'm assuming why would you take that chance? Like,
because you're trying to win. You're trying to win.
You're trying to win, and you're trying to keep him here. I mean, you're hoping that won't be a rental, that he'll love it here, and you sign him long-term.
Look, if it were to play out like that, if you had a realistic possibility of that occurring, sure, go ahead and doing it. I don't see that being the scenario, though.
Well, I mean, that's, and you're obviously welcome to that opinion. It doesn't make our opinion of what may or may not happen wrong either. It's just you're asking why would you do it? Because you know if you don't do it, you know your fate is already sealed.
Ike, you're absolutely right. I'm not saying you're incorrect or disrespecting your opinion. What I'm saying is that you should not be this desperate if Fultz had a Jason Tatum-type year.
I know ultimately what you're saying, but there's only, Brian, we the thing with Markelle Fultz and Jason Tatum, it happened already. I mean, what are we going to do, not make moves because that was a bad move? At this moment, it was a bad move? Like, what are we going to do?
No, I mean, we have to accept it and say, let's not be completely desperate. Like, Howie Roseman did that trade for Wentz because Wentz will retire a Philadelphia Eagle. You're talking about a player that, I don't know, 50-50 he stays here? To me, that just reeks of desperation.
All right, and look, that's fair. It's not wrong to think. I hear you, Brian. I'm just saying, you know, if you're the Sixers, and Brett Brown was pretty clear about this.
Yeah.
He essentially said, hey, man, we're star hunting. Like, you don't put that out there unless you're going to be aggressive. It doesn't mean you're going to land these guys. But I like the fact that at least he was upfront about this, and he wasn't playing any games. He was saying, you know, we're going for it here.
Yeah. If there's one organization that I don't really – that's not at the forefront of my mind of being patient and waiting on, it's the Sixers. I mean, we just went through four or five years of losing. We were patient then. What do you want me to do, wait four or five more years? Like, are you kidding me? The organization is doing the right thing. Now, if they don't land Kawhi, so be it. But the idea, I would be upset with the Sixers if their mantra this summer was, be patient, we're still developing.
Yeah, I think
trust the process.
I think they know they can't.
Are you kidding me?
They can't roll that out anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You've asked a lot already. Yeah. And hey, it looks like you're starting to be rewarded. You know, it was a big-time jump last year.
Yeah, we got two foundation pieces.
Yeah.
Now, if you take the other pieces on the team and say, is there any way that you can flip those pieces into a better piece that's going to make you a better team, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
For the future? What are you talking about? What are we talking about?
Well, and that, you know, but I will say this.
Covington? We're worried about Robert Covington? We're worried about a 2021 draft pick that we have no idea where it's going to land or who it's going to be? Oh, by the way, we just had the number one pick and no one likes it. So what am I, like, what does a draft pick guarantee me 3 years down the road? Nothing.
No.
But a chance to draft a player.
And I love Dario, but if you have to move him for this, you got to move him. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I am not of the mindset that if they don't land one of these three, all is lost. Like, I get
sure.
it. I know how good Boston is.
We'll be a playoff team next year. You're not beating Boston, though.
No, but here's a key to this whole thing is, again, we're getting off the subject a little bit here, but Fultz is a key to this whole thing. If Fultz resembles the guy that you traded up for in that situation, that could potentially be a game changer. But I have no idea what Fultz is.
Right.
I mean, I have no idea what happened, how any of that happened, how he even got here, where he's not even valuable to some of these teams if you're dangling them.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers will still be a playoff team. They have good players. They have a good coach. It's not as if they won't make the playoffs next year if they don't land one of these guys. That's not what we're saying. We're saying we want to try to have an opportunity to go to the next level, to go even further. You know, we still have a lot of what-ifs on this team. You know, I got my star point guard shacking up out in Hollywood with one of the Kardashians.
Kardashian
so,
connection is,
you know,
a bad thing.
I got Markelle Fultz who wants to put on a
dunk and dribble display.
An individual dunk and one dribble display without giving you a jump shot on the video.
Yeah.
So, I there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees next year. It just isn't.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Let's go to Bob.
I mean, what are we talking about?
By the way. I hope I never see a Markelle Fultz Instagram dunking, dribbling display again.
Doing
backflip shirtless. Yeah. I don't need any of that, man. I want to see you launching threes.
Pull up.
Hitting mid-range.
Yes.
Hitting free throws. Yes. That's what I want to see, Markelle. That's my can I put a request in, Markelle? Yeah. That's my request.
Even with no defense, I'd be impressed.
I don't care.
You don't need defense out there.
I want to see him light up air.
Yeah, just shoot.
Yes.
Yes. In a gym by yourself.
That's
shoot.
It.
Shoot.
Exactly. And if you want to go shirtless, go shirtless. I don't really care at this point. All right?
If you're going to go shirtless, man, do push-ups at night. Do something.
Pull-ups.
Pull-ups, push-ups,
I want him in
curls.
I want him in that basement that Clubber Lang was in Rocky III where there's like a dripping pipe.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
That's what I needed to see. Pull-ups. Yeah, your shirt
right
off.
Exactly.
You still got a...
What?
Like a 16-year-old body, man. Come on, man.
Oh, you took a shot at his body.
I'm just saying, man.
I wasn't going there, but
get some tone on that thing, man. Get some tone there, man.
You want to look like Ike and I?
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob in Pensauk. And Bob, you're on 94 WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. You know, I know the Philly series against the Yankees is supposed to be somewhat of a litmus test for the Phillies. And even though they lost 2 out of 3, I'm still optimistic. The two games they lost, if we could call, one was the Ryan Hoskins forgot to run the first type of deal that, even though, I mean, that... There was a potential run at third base that could have scored there, and that could have changed the tone of that game. And then you go to the next game where Hernandez just misses Kingery to get the horse second play, second base that would have opened up, you know, that would have stopped those 3 runs scoring that inning.
Yeah.
So I mean, I feel really good about, you know, the way that Efrain's pitching, the way Noah's pitching, Pavetta. But now the question is, where do we go from here? Come trade deadline, end of July. We need a pitcher. We need a batter. Tell me.
All right. Where you go from here, first and foremost, Bob, is a relief pitcher. Because there's one guy you can – first of all, Tommy Hunter sucks. Let's just be clear about that. Sir Anthony is the only guy that you can really depend on. Now, they are getting a couple guys back from the DL. Ramos is coming back. Ramos has pitched very well. That's going to be a good addition. Neshek, we'll see. The problem with Neshek is he can't pitch back-to-back games.
Right.
But at least you're getting some reinforcements, but you still have to get another piece to the pen, Bob. I hear you. The offense isn't perfect. They're very inconsistent up until you look at their numbers with runners in scoring position through the Yankee series in game one, even last night, Ike, with a couple of wins.
Yeah.
They're awful. So the offense has to be better, Bob, but you got to get another bullpen piece.
I mean, you got to feel good that we're still talking, you know, meaningful baseball, just, you know, 4th of July weekend. I mean, this feels fantastic.
For all the heat and everything else, and Bob, thanks, man. Good talking to you. For all the stuff Kapler gets.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're right there for the division, and they're the second wild card team right now, and we're almost in July.
Yeah, I think the whole thing with Gabe is I think it has less to do with the team and how they're performing. It just has more to do with people that just don't like the way Gabe communicates. They already had decided how they were going to feel about him as a manager, and they just aren't giving him an opportunity to win them over.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's an indictment on the baseball team.
Right.
Because the players don't get criticized, quite frankly. I mean, all the criticism goes to Gabe Kapler.
You're right, and I guess in a way that's great.
Yeah.
Because, there's a big difference with never throwing your guys under the bus, which I have no problem with. And you know as a player, you don't want a coach coming out there and just torpedoing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, when you lose 10-1, don't tell me how a guy did in the 7th inning in middle relief
right.
to not give up any further damage.
Look at the silver lining.
Yeah, like he's always going to set the agenda with the press conference afterwards. It's okay to come out and say, "Hey, look, we got our tails kicked. We got to be better tomorrow, man."
Yeah.
This was unacceptable.
That wasn't good.
I don't think that's helping him, but you're right. In a way, it's really keeping a lot of heat off of the Phillies players themselves. Even guys who have vastly underachieved.
Yeah, I'm needing to say, you could at least general. You can speak in general terms when being critical of the team's play. You don't necessarily have to pinpoint any player.
Yes.
But if you're just talking about the overall performance of the team, like you said, in a 10-1 game, hey, that's not good enough.
Yeah, and I think it's that, and I think people are slow to embrace analytics, even though everybody uses analytics in baseball, and the tone was set, which is ridiculous, but the tone was set in that very first series.
Yeah.
When he yanked Nola early and everything went to hell
mm-hmm.
during that. I mean, I think it's a combination of a lot of different things, but there is an ignorance of what this team is actually doing compared to what we thought they were going to do. They've been better than any, I think, realistic Philly fan thought.
Listen, the Howard Eskins of the world, they're going to always exist.
Yes.
You know, he nitpicks everything. You know, That's true. We know he's jealous of Gabe's body. We know it.
What, you don't think Howard's body compares to Gabe?
No.
He's not presenting well to you? No? All right, 215-625-6586. You
Come
know
on,
what that
King.
Is? Do you know what that is?
Give credit where credit is due, King.
Yes, that is the Ike Juice hotline. All right, that's coming up at 4 o'clock, and it's certainly a lot of reaction to everything that's going on with the Sixers, Phillies. You could throw the Eagles in there. I do want to play a little bit later. I thought your interview with Nick Foles yesterday, yourself and Joe Giglio, was awesome, by the way. Kudos, all right?
Thank you. It was him. He pretty much I love the fact that he went into detail with just about everything.
He didn't hold back, and I heard Joe and John play a clip where you asked them about the Super Bowl experience, essentially. And he kind of walked you through that whole week. And it really jumped out at me, the fact that Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, which I want to talk to you about that when we get back, but that those guys made it a point to show them the year before where the Falcons coughed it up.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.